I tried to find something a bit bigger, but everything I looked at was way outside my price range. I've had to put some of my things into storage, but perhaps one day when I have my dream home, I'll have space for more than a sofa bed and a desk. I tend to go out to eat, even for breakfast. The kitchenette is so tiny, there's barely room to chop a carrot, and it's difficult to get rid of the cooking smells afterwards. There are loads of cafes on this street anyway, so I'm spoiled for choice in terms of places to eat. A lot of my neighbours hang out there in the mornings as well, so I've got to know them. There's a real sense of community here.
Where we lived before, there were rooms we just never made the most of. The dining room, for example, we always ate in the kitchen, so we barely went in there. It's not at all cramped here, but there's no excess either. We're in and out of all the rooms every day. We both work from home, and so we've each claimed one of the spare bedrooms as an office. Mine is right next to the room our neighbour, Tom, has set up as a gym, and I can hear him working out, which gets on my nerves at times. Still, at least it reminds me that I'm living in close proximity to other people. That can be quite comforting, actually.